Anyway, hi Craig.
Hi, Craig.
It's been a very long time.
Yes, it has. It has been probably over a year now.
Oh,
Yeah.
year.
Yeah. Honestly, fuck it. We're back. We're gonna say it every time we go missing.
Dude, we're gonna this is gonna be the last podcast for like a month. Count it. Well, this is gonna be a podcast for a month, and then we're gonna be back, and we're gonna have the whole exact same conversation.
Oh, for sure. No, but it's gonna be whatchamacallit. We're gonna get like a cult following. These guys just real low
They
key
come and then they
underground.
leave. They come here and then they go.
Every time they come back, crazy shit has changed. The dynamic is insane.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude.
Was I a single man last time we recorded?
I think so. I think so.
That's
That's crazy.
crazy.
Oh,
Played this
you
one.
just came back from Houston.
I just came back from Houston. Dude, Houston was fire.
It was
I gotta
fire.
be honest. I loved every second of it.
That's fucking dope. Hey, where's my powder?
It's in my car. It's got bed bugs, dude. Did I tell
What?
you about this?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, so we had a call, right? So I was working with a dude. This guy was actually pretty cool. He was like, so before anything started, he was like, "Hey man, like I don't mind running all the calls and everything like that. But like if you don't mind driving." I was like, I don't mind that. I just, I want to do something. Like I want to feel useful." He's like, "All right, yeah, that's cool." I was like, "Just give me like one or two and, I'll be set. I'll be fine." Right? All right. So, first of all, my first one was pretty laid back. It was a pretty easy call. All right. So, I wasn't really complaining about that. It was just, it was just a person with gallstones. I was like, "All right, I mean, there's nothing we can really do but like take her to the hospital." And then the other one was a discharge. Going back home. So we were taking a guy back home. And on our so we have a computer system, right? And on that it said, "Be careful, patient has bed bugs." I went, "Oh
Oh
no."
man.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat and my partner's driving. I go, "Hey man, this is all you, Pookie Bear. Like this is all you, bud. You can have this." He was like, "No, you insisted. You were like, I said one or two. All right, I did my one." He was like, "Nah, this is all you, bud." I went, "Shit." And I told him, I was like, "You can't do this to me, please. I leave tomorrow. Like I can't, I
Oh
won't, I don't, I can't do
man.
this." He was like, "Nah, man, this is all you." I went, "Oh no. You're really gonna do this to me?"
Distraught.
I was, dude. I was over there. I didn't even start. Like, I didn't start the paperwork until we got there. So I was like, "Man, I don't want to do this." And I kept telling him, I was like, "Man, I'm being honest with you. Like, I don't know if I can do this." He's like, "Nah, man, you got this."
Oh man.
He just kept going. He just kept going. I was like, "Oh no, oh no." So finally we get there. The guy is a cool dude. Like I had no complaints about him. It was just a matter of bed bugs. I was like, "This sucks." But we get there, right? Complete hoarder house. Like
Oh no.
trash from end to end. I was like, "Oh, this sucks." I was like, "No wonder there are bed bugs." 'Cause they got like all this space to like hide under everything.
Yeah,
So
they just fucking manifest.
yeah, and he wanted to go into a wheelchair. This guy sits on a wheelchair majority of the time, I suppose. And so I looked at my partner and I went, "All you, bud." I went, "All you. That's all you, pal." So my partner essentially had to give this guy like a bear hug.
To
And
get him on the
afterward,
chair or
yeah,
get
to
him
get him on
off
the
or
chair.
whatever.
Yeah. Afterwards, he was like, "Man, that was messed up." I was like, "Dude, you won't say that." You want to say you are bold, my friend, to say that, because I was there the entire time, saying, "Please don't do this to me." Nope, didn't listen. You didn't want to listen. So yeah, I went home. Not home. I went to the hotel, and I literally I disinfected my entire body.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't see any. And then coming home today, I told my parents, I was like, hey, sorry. It's 3 a.m. for me, almost 4. But coming home, I was like, hey, I got exposed to bed bugs. Just want to let you guys know. And they were like, well, when you get here, just let us know because you can't come inside.
Oh.
So after a grueling 5-hour trip, I get home and I go, hey guys, I'm here. They went, all right, stay there. We're sending your dad.
Damn.
So my dad comes out with a separate pair and he's like, all right, I'm gonna leave. You're gonna get changed into these, take everything off, and put everything in a paper bag, and we're just gonna throw it directly into the wash. I was like, oh, this is tedious. Mind you, I had to take a fat dump.
Oh man.
I had to take a dookie. So I was like, I was over it. I was so done. I was like, oh my God. Like, I can't do this. I can't be bothered. So I finally do all this, and I jumped in the shower. And so right now, here, I'll give you a little status update. Right now, I'm just super scared of finding a bed bug, of getting a bed bug infection. An infestation. Because, you know those little shits? Like, once you get them, you can't get rid of them, dude. They're like, they're cretins. They're creatures. They just don't leave. Ugh. So, like, it's terrible. It's awful. Honestly, I don't recommend bed bugs. I have no personal experience with bed bugs. I just, you know, speaking from the heart here, I just cannot recommend it. I don't think I can recommend bed bugs to anyone.
Ugh,
I know. Also, the one time I don't push, like, you know, usually, like, you beforehand, you're like, you talk to your coworker, you're like, hey, do you feel more comfortable pushing or pulling, right? So when I, you know, because I wrestled, I feel as though I have better pulling mechanics than I do pushing mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually end up pulling, right?
Yeah.
We're at the hospital. This was on Friday. So we're at a hospital, right? And we have to take this lady. I'm getting paperwork and everything like that. And the one time I don't push, or sorry, the one time I don't pull and my partner pushes, we do it, right? I do it, and I push with so much force that she wasn't expecting. First of all, I pushed her. I pushed my partner, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I pushed the patient in such a way that it ended up also pushing my partner. So I hyperextended, right?
Yeah.
My whole arm straight into piss. My whole arm. And I looked at her. And I went, no fucking way that just happened. I was like, there is no way that just happened. I was in shock. I was in disbelief at what had just occurred. I was, oh my God, that was another one I was pissed about. Like, I went, she was like, go ahead, go wash off. I went, I looked at her, dead face. She looks at me like a deer in headlights. And I go, what the fuck do you think I was gonna do? I went. What did you expect me to do?
I fucking decided to marinate.
I'm just gonna let it sit here on my arm, drenched. I go inside the bathroom, dude. I scrubbed like a doc preparing for surgery. You know, I put my whole arm underneath the bathroom sink. I went, like, you know, like I did, mm-hmm. I did the whole nine yards. I was like, this is so stupid. Like, I can't. The one, I was pissed. Because, like, I just kept saying to myself, I was like, the one time I don't do it, the one time I don't do it, this thing happens. Oh, my God. I was furious. But besides that, man, Houston was great. I met some, you know, all the people that I mean, I didn't have any off days. I feel like I haven't had more than 3 off days this entire month of October.
You were there the whole time.
The whole time. No, I wasn't there the whole time. I was working. Not even back home. I was working nonstop. Just every day. Also, this last check was only like $2,000. I was like, oh, no way. So I'm hoping that this upcoming check is my actual, like, with nonstop. Stuff. Yeah. I was a little pissed. I was a little angry. I was like, what the heck? I did not put $2,000 worth of effort. I put like at least 3 or 4. Like if I had a $3,000 or $4,000 check, I would have been happy. But no, $2,000.
My fucking boss is like, he told me, he's like, I think I wanted you to be full time this location, but yada yada yada. I need you here, but you're gonna get the full time manager pay, so you don't have to worry about that. And this fucking last paycheck had both pays for the previous pay and then the new pay.
Oh, they didn't up the previous, like they didn't up the other hours worked.
But the good thing is that I spent way more hours at the other place. So a majority of my check was with the manager. But still, like it was like that the first paycheck or the second. And then this last one was that. So if it's the same, this paycheck, I'm going to be like, hey, I know you're stressed out and everything about the new 20 an hour fucking law, but you told me this and I'm going to hold you to this. Like, because this is my
money. An hour law.
Yeah, California fast food workers are going to get 20, 22 an hour starting April next year, I think.
What?
Yeah, and he told me he's stressing because we were talking about it in the back. I told him, I went to the back because he was leaving. I'm like, hey, whenever you can. Huh?
You telling me that you guys don't make enough money for that? Dude. I feel like you guys are like busy.
So, let's see, what is it? If you make $2,000, just $2,000 a night, 7 days a week, that's over a mil right there.
Mm.
Gross, I guess, not net, because whatever. But yeah, he has 3 stores that usually on the slow day is like 1,900. So every day we get more than 2K. We get like 3K, 4K. Busy days, we'll get 7K and up, and then, like, Halloween is probably going to be double, like, 14K. And then his parents started it, so all he really has to worry about besides the corporate is rent from the property. But they all make good business, so he's just stressing, which I ain't.
He's just stressing to stress.
Yeah, he's like, it's going to be a deal breaker. Like, I'm not going to close down shop, but it's going to change the way some things are. And just the little things he's doing, you could tell that he is, but whatever. Just the people who aren't worth the effort to pay and train, he's just going to let go, which I'm okay with. Even if we're going to be short-staffed, at least it'll put more pressure on employers to employ someone worth it.
Dude, I think a lot, everyone everywhere is in a career crisis, you know what I mean? But I'm like, how? Because I feel like there's not, I feel as though there's not a shortage of people trying to find work, so now I'm just kind of confused on how, like, why are so many people like short staffed?
I don't know. At least here in California or SoCal, everywhere, every fast food restaurant, bakery, any type of food service, we're hiring, and they'll give you an app, but they're not actually actively looking. And that's really, I think that's what it is. Like, people are just trying to fucking get jobs, and then they're applying to places that say they're hiring, and they're not. And I think that's like really just stressing them out and like really just discouraging them from continuing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the places that are like, you, I guess, on some random grand coincidence are like usually the last ones that get applied to.
I'm not gonna say their name, but our homie, she cannot find a job for the life of her.
I know, dude. That's exactly who I was thinking about.
Like, and I do not, because the way she described it, she was fucking applying everywhere. Just no one was hiring.
We talked about it at my work with my managers and the other managers. We're like, dude, everywhere is fucking saying they're hiring, even us, but we're not looking.
That makes no sense. Like, that just makes no sense to me.
Like, it's not even my boss's fault. Like, corporate will just send us shit. Mm-hmm. Like, send us, like, little flyers, like, hey, put up these QR codes so someone can submit an online application. So I don't even know how many there are online, but fucking paper, in-person, hard fucking applications, stack. Good fucking stack. Inch-to-inch mm-hmm. stack. And it sucks because there's no fucking need.
Right.
And same thing was happening with me in the fucking trying to find a baking job. Just mm-hmm. nothing. And I was applying everywhere. Dude,
I was so genuinely like fucking depressed that you couldn't find the fucking baking job. I was sad for you, bro.
I was like, putting in fucking
app. I know. And then for no one to fucking hire, like that shit is just, I think that shit's crazy. But at the same time, it's like, why are they going to stop? You know, like, I don't see this as a negative, only a positive for like a job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like for the company themselves, not like for the person, obviously. Like, I feel as though like this is only a positive for them because, you know, they know that they have options. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like someone's slacking, they're like, oh, you're out. And then they put someone else in, you know?
Yeah.
So I just like, I don't know. I think it's terrible. I think it's bad. Especially for us, you know, being in EMS.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a shortage. And it's bad.
Oh, really?
It is. Dude, it is bad. Countrywide, nationwide, fucking a shortage everywhere for us. And I mean, like, that's when you know it's bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when you have no first responders.
Yeah, fucking.
Like, I think that is so wild.
Most important parts of our fucking society today.
And honestly, I put it to people not wanting to go through the trouble of getting the certifications. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, like, it actually takes effort. I feel like effort is kind of on a downward decline.
Dude.
For people.
I don't want to sound like that guy, but there's so many lazy people.
Yeah, dude. People are schmucks. People are fucking schmucks.
And like, I'm like, fuck, there's like people. Yeah, if a company is not being good to you and stuff like that, don't stay. But then their attitude is just like, it's any infectious. Slight inconvenience, I'm out. And it's just like, that's not how it should be done. Yes, you should care about yourself, but it's not, in the long run, it's not helping you at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I just like, what?
Dude, no, okay, so I don't know what the fuck TikTok thinks. I don't know who they think I am. But every now and then I get TikToks about, like, it'll be like a video is like, oh, billionaires should exist. And then it'll like cut to like fucking, what was his name? General Mao and fucking Stalin and Lenin. I'm like, I'm not the most patriotic person, but I'm no fucking commie. They killed millions of fucking people. Like, I'm not. Fuck, like,
I think you're a fucking commie,
dude. They killed, I don't know what the fuck. And then the people were just like praising them, like genuinely praising it, like, it's one thing to be ironic, but I look at these comments and it is people genuinely just supporting it. I'm like, dude, this guy killed millions upon millions of people.
The fucking labor camps and shit?
Yeah, just lack of empathy. Simple human empathy.
You know, or just, I think people are also very pick and choose of history. You know what I mean? Like, people...
dangerous.
Yeah, people, like, people forget and shit that, like, just how bad everyone was. All right, so I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, you know, like, we were all, you know, sunshine and everything, you know? That's not true. But I think it's also very important to just accept the atrocities that have occurred in history, you know? Because people are so quick to forget. And I just, I think that only gets bad. Or I think that only goes bad. Like, I don't think there's any way that ends well. You feel?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't like how people are taking history. Although I'm a history fan, you know?
I enjoy history.
The Roman Empire.
Dude.
On
the fucking just architectural level.
Oh my God.
It's insane. They flooded the Colosseum to have warships, battles fought on sea in the Colosseum.
That shit. That was wild when I learned that. I literally mouth gaped open on the floor. I was like, what?
Dude.
I was like, my
2023
there was no way they had that much effort.
I could not comprehend that to this day. Oh my God.
I'd be a gladiator, though.
Dude.
I'd be one of those free will gladiators. Fuck it. I'd do it.
Fuck it. Oh my God.
Especially if I get to see them fucking flood a whole ass Colosseum. Where does that water go, though? How? Actually, you know what? How?
They had like aqueducts. Like, very sophisticated. Shit.
Didn't they come aqueducts. Up with aqueducts? Was that Roman Empire?
Dude, one is still being in use, I think. Like, it's not a part of the main aqueduct, but I think it's still like with water flowing and stuff.
Yeah, but I think they like resurfaced them. So I don't think it's the original. I just think that like it could be the same piping, but I think they reline it every once in a while.
Because
there are roads, you know?
And the Colosseum, they have like, I don't know if it's been proven, but there's been like evidence in them studying the Colosseum that there were mechanics of like, at least the floor or the walls rising to accommodate for the more water and stuff like that, and like little floodgates to open up and close for the water.
Man, humans are crazy. I don't know. You hear this and you're just like, what the fuck? How? Like, who goes and who comes up with this? You know?
Yeah.
I just think it's so interesting. History is so interesting. Honestly, I always loved my history teachers, man. That's another thing. Fuck, teachers.
Yeah.
Teachers. You got a good teacher, honestly, you're set. You're set. But there's not too many anymore.
Mm-mm.
I would argue there's not a lot of good teachers anymore. And that sucks, you know? Because, like, I had my fair share of shitty teachers. But, like, it wasn't too bad. Nah, it was pretty terrible. I had one really crappy teacher, dude. Middle school. I feel like everyone's shitty teachers always come up in middle school.
Yeah, dude, I could tell you a number of shitty middle school teachers.
Yeah, I think it's just because everyone's still like judgmental in fucking middle school.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some really good middle school teachers, though, for sure.
Dude, middle school for me was fucking wild.
Dude,
I had a terrible time in middle school.
The fucking stories I get to say about middle school.
Dude, you want to hear one?
Yeah, I do.
All right, So I was a bigger kid in middle school. All right. Honestly, was I a big kid in freshman year? I had some chunk. I didn't particularly grow out till like I guess my sophomore year, I would say. I started kind of leaning out. But man, so middle school, I think it was my sixth grade year. Yeah, it was my sixth grade year. I was a chunky kid, okay? But oh man, that did not stop me from being a fucking a guy just trying to get him a little boo thing for middle school, okay? So I had this one girl in a few of my classes, right? She was very pretty. Middle school me had a massive crush, okay? Uh-huh. I had a homie that I told about it, all right? I was like, yeah, man, shoot your shot. Go for it. You know, the worst thing they can say is no. I sat next to this girl in English. All right. So this entire day, I mean, you know me, you know, I'm fucking timid as shit. You know, I don't talk to anyone like besides people that I know.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what my master plan here was? I'm just gonna make a note, and you know, I'm a hand it to her, and then like, you know, when I see her for English, you know, then I'll get my answer. All right? Or no. I'll give it to her when I was at English, because I remember. So this whole day, right? I'm like hyping myself up for it. You know, I'm telling a few people now, you know, I'm like, I'm hyping myself up for this, you know, so I don't back out. And I go, and then there was even one point where I told one of this girl's friends. Well, no, one of this girl's friends happened to hear. And she went, ew, that's my friend.
Oh.
And that did not faze me. All right. That was red flag number one for me. Okay. So I was like, you know what? That didn't faze me. So I still did it. Okay. And so. I wrote this note down, and now we're leaving lunch to go to English. In, you know, that same homie who was like, yeah, man, shoot your shot. He was like, all right, let me see the note. Can I see the note? It's like, yeah, of course, you know, not thinking anything of it. I pull the note out, he snatches it out of my hand. Guess what this motherfucker does? He books it. He books it. And he finds the girl, okay? Uh-huh. And you know what? As soon as he did that, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? As soon as he did that, I was like, it was like, I snapped out of my daze, you know? I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? Okay? And he takes this note and he hands it to her. And I see it happen. I go, fuck. My stomach drops. I go, God damn it. And then I'm like, dude, and I look at her and I see the facial expression. It's like a facial expression of utter disgust. And I go, oh no. And so I look at my homie and I go, dude, now I have to sit next to her. Did I mention that? I sat next to her in class.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, I sat next to her in English. So, you know, I was like, maybe I'll just like give it to her at the end of class.
Uh-huh. Oh, now you gotta fucking sit.
Yup. I had to sit and just think. My God. I had time to ponder. I sat, literally, I was in the next seat next to her. I was on the edge of my seat. Literally, like, as I had one butt cheek on the seat. I went, you know what? Maybe if I just don't act like she... Maybe if I just don't act like this happened, nothing bad will happen to me. We had I guess like the teacher had a little personal matter that she had to deal with. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we all go like outside, okay? And a guy that sat next to me went, "Dude, are you serious?" He said, Are you serious about like the note?" I went, "Yeah." And he went, "Oh, bold of you."
What the fuck?
I went, "Oh no."
How'd this guy know?
Because she showed him.
Damn.
Yes. 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 That's it was bad. Crazy. It was bad. Dude. I had a terrible time. Terrible time. And then immediately after that, I asked to change seats. I was like, never again. And then I never spoke to this girl ever again. Literally avoided her any possibility that I could. I was like, absolutely not. I can never do that again. That can never happen to me again. It was awful. But yeah. And then, what other middle school stories do I have? I was a kind of an ass. Honestly, that was probably my changing moment. I'll equate that to the moment where I was just no terrible. Yeah, I was a villain. I was a villain after that.
In your room all alone. This world has wronged me enough.
Push my glasses up. Oh my god. After that though, I mellowed out. You know, after middle school, I mellowed out. I don't think I was too bad.
Nah.
I don't think I was too bad.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened because you're always trying to fight every fucking second.
Me?
Yeah.
Bro, I could fuck you up, dude. Oh my god. Listen. You know what? Speaking of fights, did you hear about Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury?
Are they actually gonna do it?
They already did. It already happened.
It already happened. No, I didn't see dick.
It happened on Saturday. Oh, yeah. Shit. I didn't watch the fight. But I saw a picture of Francis Ngannou standing over Tyson Fury. You know that dude, you know that picture
makes him small, look small.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that picture of Muhammad Ali. I don't know who he was fighting in that picture. Sonny where Liston? Muhammad Ali is just standing over the guy, you know, like screaming at him.
Yeah, Sonny Liston. That's when he wins the belt.
Oh my god. Was that when that happened?
Yeah.
That picture is hard. Oh my god. I love that picture. Cause like you look at it and you just get instantly like hyped, you know?
I know. What a fucking amazing moment for the photographer,
dude.
God,
oh, it was beautiful. Every fight I feel like Muhammad Ali was in was beautiful.
He was an artist, dude. Everyone said you're gonna lose to Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston was like Mike Tyson for the time. Like he was a feared man.
Uh huh.
He like dangerous. Gangster, just fucking mean slugger. And mm-hmm. Everyone thought. And then he was like, when they were like in the weigh-ins or whatever, he was like fucking jumping around, fucking acting very, very brash. And everyone was like, oh, he's nervous. So that's why he's acting like that. And then when they took his blood pressure and BPM, normal, calm. What a fucking legend.
That's hard. That's hard.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dude, oh I don't know. I don't even know how you describe the way that Muhammad Ali spoke. But God.
Yeah,
every time he spoke, he just made the person that he was speaking to look like an idiot.
Very like intelligent, just, man.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you couldn't win. You know, like you, he, even if you won the fight, you know, you weren't winning against him. Like, he still humiliated you. He still made you look like an idiot. You know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, just hearing him talk in interviews now is not interviews now, because, you know, he's kind of paralyzed now, but
he's dead.
Just hearing him, he is dead. Sorry. He was kind of a vegetable before he died.
Yeah.
But just hearing him, you know, speak in interviews and anything of the sort, you just knew, you know, you just knew that that was a man to fear.
God.
Just because of how powerful he was.
Fuck, dude. He was so awesome.
And then you have Mike Tyson. The next era. Come in.
Dude! Oh. Do you know, fuck, who was it? Oh, I can't remember the fighter, but it's already, like, past Muhammad Ali's prime. Like, he's older. He's
on his way.
You can tell he's different. Like, he's not fighting the same. The brain damage is getting to him. And the dude beats him.
Oh.
And then Mike Tyson's fighting this dude, and Muhammad Ali goes up to him and whispers something in his ear, and it was just like, get this guy for me.
Oh.
And he fucking knocks him out. Dude. Oh my God.
You know that's criminal. You know that's criminal. When you have a hit on you.
Dude. The way fucking Mike Tyson must have felt, dude. Knowing that he had to just... He couldn't fuck up. There was no room for error in this fight.
Oh. God. I could only imagine. I can imagine Muhammad Ali in his ear being like, you got this guy for me. Because he kind of, I don't know, he had like a weird like uptone to his voice.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Tyson's like, don't you worry, I got him for you.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't even worry. Sign the contract.
Sign the contract, big boy.
Oh, that line is cold.
Dude, I know. So they call you Kid Dynamite, but you fuck with me, I'll put your fuse out. I'm like, ooh, that was cold.
Oh.
Sign the contract.
I think I know I reposted it, but I think you liked it.
Oh,
where
sure,
it was
dude.
Where it was Mike Tyson. Here's her ear.
I'm sorry, Evander.
Oh, dude, that was criminal. And then immediately afterwards, you know, the fucking like cops coming up, and you know, Mike Tyson's fighting the cops.
And that you know, a great picture too.
The still frame of it, of just seeing the fear in the cops' eyes.
Literally the most feared man God. In the entire world in his prime. The youngest champ.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Fucking.
Oh. You know, Mike Tyson was actually at the Ngannou fight.
Was he?
Yeah. So, sorry. Going back. Ngannou lost that fight.
He did?
From everything that I hear, I have not watched footage. From everything that I've heard, Ngannou should have won that fight. He should have won that fight. So, everyone was calling it robbery.
Okay. Was it made by decision? Decision?
Yeah, it was a split decision. That's why they tell you, man. They tell you never let the judges make the decision. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, oh my gosh. So Mike Tyson was there, and a robbery? A reporter is there, okay? And he goes, Mike, what do you think of Ngannou's loss? He goes, straight up robbery. They robbed him. He was like, and then the reporter was like, do you think it was a robbery? They robbed him. He should not have lost that. And then like everyone had the same opinion. But like knowing Ngannou from UFC, that guy probably should have won. Especially because he got the knockdown. I don't know if Fury got a knockdown. I do not believe so.
That dude just punches too. And oh, if he's training in a box, he's refining his striking.
Oh my god. No. It's a terrible story, but I love Ngannou's story.
Yeah.
You know, fucking guy goes, you know, from mining, being a child laborer, to just beating the shit out of people. Being a freak of nature. You know, even his fight nickname goes hard. The Predator.
Yeah.
That is hard. Like, oh my gosh. When he punches, through you. You know, like he's just.
Yeah.
He has so much power behind him because he is literally a freak of nature. He just has so much, like, muscle, so much power that he just drills through your face. Like, oh. And then you can see the aftermath, like, Tyson's Fury is all just bruised up, ruined. You know?
Dude, that guy's physique is insane.
Fury looks like, Fury looks like a candy corn. You know?
Like, he just, it's just his body. I can't blame him for that, but
it's just like he's very skinny at the top and then it just kind of gets wider as you go down. It's like a candy corn.
He looks like a unathletic man. Because he has a big body and his arms are relatively skinny compared to the rest of him. So the definition of don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh no, because like he's another great. He's going down in the books, you know? Because even, you know,
he was named after Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. Which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then that he's a fucking champ as well.
And he's a killer too. Mm-hmm. He's a killer too. I just don't, honestly though, I can't get with boxing, man. I feel as though, actually no, I mean, I guess I can't really say that because it'd be hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of fight sports are really just going to undefeated records. Like, if you have one blemish on your record, you're automatically just a shit fighter now.
I really don't like that.
I hate it.
I hate that.
And it's especially bad in UFC right now. You know why?
Why?
Because you got the Dagestani boys taking over right now. Or all the Russians. You know, the guys who fucking wrestle bears when they're kids. Although, Islam Makhachev, the current champ for lightweight division, he has got a loss. But I mean, that guy's a murderer. That guy's gonna rule for a long time. Long time. Just because his cousin's Khabib. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, so he's literal family with Khabib. And when Khabib left, you know, he basically took Khabib's spot. And now Khabib's coaching him and everything. Well, he's not coaching, but, like, he's there. Like, he's helping.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a weapon right there. You know? Having Khabib in your corner?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't think you can get better than Khabib. I think MMA-wise, when you get to Khabib's level, I don't think you can get any better. Because, I mean, he had everything. He could beat the shit out of you, come back next round, wrestle you into the mat. Yeah, he had submissions that he would do. You know, he would just hold you down for minutes, exhaust you. Bro wouldn't even sweat, right? And then he would beat the shit out of you. Just murder you.
Dude, that quote that's been going around on TikTok is fire. the Twitter one where he was like, I take people to deep waters and they find themselves.
Oh. No, because I love when, you know, for the Conor McGregor, you know, one of the fight interviews.
Uh-huh.
You know how Conor is. You know, he was
completely
shitting on Khabib. And Khabib was like, send me location. Oh, my God. It was just hard. Uh-huh. Like, the context of everything, you know, he was like, I smash anywhere, brother. Like, you just send me location, I fight.
I think it was great. Like, just on the marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Because McGregor is the great showman. He's going to attract people.
Dude.
People are going to see it. And then having Khabib, that stoic, just killer, just, mm-hmm. I'm going to murder you. And, oh, my God. That Connor's was exciting.
Pissing me off, though.
What's going on with him right now?
He's finally in the testing pool.
Oh, yeah? But,
like, it took him fucking long enough. That it was pissing me off, man. I wanted him to fight Chandler. Mike Chandler. Because, you know, I mean, that would have been his first fight back after forever. You know? And then for him to not enter the pool, I'm like, what are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing here? You know? You're supposed to be a fighter and you're just not doing it. So I that just pissed me off. I was like, they should have given the fight to someone else. Cause then it would have happened. Michael Chandler, he's pretty good too. And I like him, but he cannot talk shit. have you seen him?
I have not seen him talk shit.
Dude. He's like me when I talk shit. You know, I'll say it now. Like I cannot dish it. I can't dish it out, man. It's just not, I don't know how. So like I just like shut down. He does the exact same thing. Oh, excuse me. He's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, I'll still mess you up, bro, in the octagon. While whoever he's fucking fighting is just completely ripping into him. And he's just smiling. He just smiles and shakes his head. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, I don't know what, but I was thinking the exact same thing about trash talking if I was a professional fighter. I feel like I just get tired. Like, I'm like, this is useless. I just want to fight, probably. Yeah. Like, I have nothing else to say. I don't know what the fuck you want me to say.
Oh,
I will get mad at the fucking... God, the press interviews, just... They look so annoying. Like, I would not want to be there.
Dude, the one where fucking... where Nate Diaz fucking walks out on the McGregor one?
Uh-huh.
Because the fucking... Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the interviewer is just meat-riding the shit out of fucking McGregor. He's just sitting there. He's like, what the fuck is this? He's like, what are we doing here? And then he just fucking walks out. God. I love everything about Nate Diaz. Everything. And his brother.
Talked him, motherfucker.
That was so
my mom telling me about
cold.
Them when I was little. Like, yeah, they started fighting just because this dude said he would feed them if they trained, because they were just poor, and that's just how they started. And I was just, God, I was like, oh my God, fuck yeah, dude, they're so funny. Fucking... I love everything about them too,
and they don't sound how you would expect. Nate Diaz talks like this. He's like, whatever, man. It's like. Whenever I'm like, what? You do not sound at all how I expected you to sound.
You see his Bradley Martin interview?
No.
He's like, all right, in a street fight.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. No, but yeah, I did see this. I forgot who Bradley Martin was. Oh, that guy pisses me off.
Dude, that guy pisses me off.
He's like, in a street fight, I fuck you up, bro. But I'm 280.
He just goes,
I'm 280 now.
You're a podcaster, bro. That's all.
that was funny as shit when he said that. You're just a podcaster, bro.
Dude, that guy pisses me off. When he was shit-talking Mighty Mouse.
Oh, my God. That is what pissed me off.
Dude, I'm like, that is Mighty what Mouse pissed would me off. Fuck you up, dude. Oh, my God, dude.
I'm pissed that he never...
I know.
He never really got his shot, man.
Yeah.
You know, he was...
Dana White... I wish I knew more about One.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know a few fighters in One, but not enough to make commentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm no expert, but I know enough to make commentary on UFC fights.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for One, I just don't know. I don't know dick, bro. I don't know anything about it. So I just don't want to talk. I know Rod Tang is really good. He's a kickboxer in there.
Dude eats them.
Oh my God. He's
made of cement, dude.
Like, I don't even know how you do that.
That's just him, bro. Yeah. I don't know nothing about his upbringing, but I think once we learn about it, it's gotta be like, oh,
that is like Thailand culture, though. You know, that's like, yeah, that's like the real, you know, like kickboxers.
Muay Thai, the whole, like,
I those saw motherfuckers the whole thing, yeah. Eat kicks, man. You know, they're like, they fucking hold the pad. You know, they have the belly pad on, and they just take it over and over and over again. And then their kicks are so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like, that stuff is crazy. Where they could just, like, shot after shot after shot. Like, with those pad drills that you see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, it's truthfully impressive. And I like how they do it. Like, you could literally uproot yourself and just go. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, people, like, you know, you see people who are like, all right, well, I'm going to leave for Thailand for a month and train Muay Thai. And they come back absolute killers.
And you just go. I saw a thing where I was like, why aren't more Muay Thai fighters in there? And it's just because it's already big enough. Over there in Thailand, like, any professional Muay Thai fighter sees no need, because he's already as big as fucking Ali and Tyson over there. Like, they're fucking equivalent. Superstars.
Yeah.
Oh my dude, it
and
is.
They do it. They do it to live. Like, that is. I don't know. I feel like a lot of fighters start off that way, but then, you know, they kind of are able to wean from that. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually they you know, make it big and they can do whatever. But those guys, they do it to live. That is their life. Like, when they stop, they're just nobody. They're just nobody no more. You
it's
know,
like a Brazilian with soccer.
Yes. All those
fucking children are just beasts. Because that's all they fucking do.
But, like, God. You know, when they stop, you know, over there, they just their momentum dies so quick because someone else takes their spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
oh, my God, it's probably competitive on a different level.
Yeah.
Too.
It's like a constant battle royale.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of battle royale, is it true that Fortnite's bringing back the original map?
I have no idea. Don't ask me dick about Fortnite.
Oh, I'm looking it up now.
I don't know nothing. I saw some dude eat an elbow to the forehead, and his forehead was indented in a Muay Thai fight.
Dude. Rod Tang just fought a dude. He elbowed him, and it literally it looks disgusting. It looks like a pimple.
God.
Like, he hit him so hard that it raised immediately, and it was so beat up. It was nasty.
Look, it still baffles me the way Rotang eats him. Because he eats punches, fucking bombs, and he doesn't move. Like, if we saw that shit in slow-mo, his skin would probably still be stiff.
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think... You know, I think the thing about that is, like... Imagine how much training that takes. Like, I don't think I could do that. It's like, it's one of those things where I can just accept that I don't think I can do that.
It's like you said, it's their fucking way of life. That was probably how he fed himself.
Yeah.
It was just that.
Just get, you know, because I mean, I imagine he probably wasn't the best of the best when it happened. And I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. Because you're right. He just eats it. You know that one? Like, I remember seeing a video of him just eat a fucking nasty hook. And he just looks back at the dude and smiles and just keeps charging forward. I'm like,
what? Yeah. Yeah. When he fucking smiled.
Yup. He got kicked square in the nuts. And he did the exact same shit. He just fucking adjusted. You know, you saw him like react like just a little bit, and immediately afterwards he was over it, and he just like went back in for it. It's like, whoa.
He's a combination of everything. Not even like just the fact that he's been doing it his whole life. Just his dedication, his mindset, everything was just aligned perfectly to be who he is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, fighting in itself is so beautiful. Does that make any sense?
It's an art form. It's a dance. Rhythm to it.
It's something that is difficult to understand. Because I had a conversation with a coworker one time. I was like, you know, I was like, hey man, like, do you keep up with? I feel as though I feel as though I'm the only one who ever watches fights when I speak to people, like,
mm-hmm.
like in person. Because I know you. Like, I know you're into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just don't think anyone else is. You know what I mean? Like, I talk to people, like I was saying, like, you know, I spoke to a guy, I was like, hey, man, you like, you know, you keep up with any sports? He was like, nah, not really. I was like, what? I was like, and then he asked me the same question. I was like, yeah, man, I'm like a huge fight fan. And then he kept, you know, he started making conversation. He was like, oh, so like, he was like, you know, I like fights too. I just like don't, I find them boring. I'm like, what? I'm like, how?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, you know, I'm like, I got fucking, I have wrestling, I have jiu-jitsu, I have Muay Thai, all like in my corner, you know what I mean? And I think when you have a grand understanding of fighting, it's a totally different thing. Like when you know the moves that they're going for, I think it's totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you boxed, you know? So I'm sure for boxing, you feel the same way. You know what I mean? Like, you can watch combinations and be like, oh my God, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
I wish I could. I don't like watching boxing as much, but when I used to really be into it, I loved UFC. I'd go with my mom to UFC gym, and they would always show the fights for free, especially main events and stuff like that. But we'd go, and I, something, it's just a combination of like three rounds, they're fast enough, and then the fighting styles were just enough. It kept me entertained and really, because yeah,
I think that's my biggest thing with boxing. It's just, it's a lot, man. Like, it's 15 rounds is a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, I get bored with UFC. A, I like martial art, or you know, mixed martial arts more mm-hmm. than I do anything else. So I can watch that, and you know, it's 3 5-minute rounds or 5 rounds. Uh-huh. You know, and it's so much more. I feel like it's more digestible in that way.
I mean, it's not you, like in,
yeah.
For the fighters, it's either feels like forever or it's just like you don't feel the time at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not watching. You're there. You hear everything, but you hear what you need to hear. You hear your coach telling you what to do, what to block. It's like you could hear the other dude breathing. I remember when I would spar and stuff like that. Yep. I would.
It's you like lock in.
Yeah, you're just, and then your mind's there. Like time is different. You're not watching. You're not the observer.
For my year of wrestling, you know, I may have been. I was. I'll be firsthand to admit, I was the shittiest fucking wrestler. I sucked. But man, there's no other feeling like it. There really isn't. You know. And I feel as though it's only for wrestling, because I cannot find the same feeling anywhere else.
What I loved about wrestling, yeah, was the feeling, the physical, like me feeling my body go to its limits.
Yeah.
It fucking Joey Diaz, it made my dick hard.
Yep.
Man. Like feeling my back muscles that I had never used like that.
Ache, oh, dude, God. My back hurt every day, but I was like, fuck, it's a good hurt, you know? Oh, I was like, yeah. God, it feels good, but I mean, shit, and I mean, you know, it really put into perspective just how much of a bitch you are. Does that make any sense? It's like... Yeah. You know, you wrestle, okay? You wrestle and you're like, God damn. You know, you finish and you're like, I never want to do that again. And then you're like, oh, yeah. Well, here we go. Here we go again. You're like, you just never, it's something that you just never want to experience again. But then when you do, it's addicting.
Yeah. I boxed, I fought, like just in general, like in fucking in life. And not, I wasn't cocky. I was still like a little shy and nervous because I'd never done it.
Uh-huh.
But that first day, it really humbled me. Like I didn't know dick. Nothing that I've done really, just besides like the discipline. Would have just, I was just humbled. I just was a bitch that day.
Uh huh.
Oh my God. But yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that again. But I was excited to go again.
Man,
oh my God.
You know, you say you really lock in. I wasn't experienced enough to mm-hmm. where, like, yes, I locked in, like everything melted away. But I could never fucking hear my coach. Never. But I think that was just the headgear, the way the headgear is, man. Because my coach would flame me afterwards.
Damn.
He would flame me. Dude, he was a wrestling coach.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, he's the guy you want in your corner, man. Like he just knew, you know. But I would finish wrestling, and I would lose most of my, you know, most of them. I lost almost every single one of my wrestling matches. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he would flame me afterwards. He was like, "Why the fuck didn't you listen to me?" I was like, and I would have no answer. Because I'm not going to be like, well, I didn't hear you. No. Fuck no. Fuck no. What are you, stupid? Like, absolutely fucking not. You don't say that shit. But I didn't. You know, you just don't. You don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, fuck, dude. I had one time, though, where this is the match. You know, you have one match that replays in your head just over and over and over again. You know, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh, I should have won that one. There was this one kid who he was like a butterball, man. It was just a ball. But he was in the weight class that I even cut. Like I was low. Like I was like 128 at this time. And I was wrestling this guy, you know, and I was beating him. I had the first round on him, 100%. And I looked at my coach and he was like, all right, what do you want? Or no, I was like, so before that, okay, I was working on leg locks, right? Where like I get my legs in between their legs, you know, and I lock them up.
Yeah.
I was working on that and I'm really fucking good at that. I'm just good at it. I don't know why. I just am. Probably because I have longer legs. But I was working on it. And my coach was like, all right, you're going to do bottom. Like, I didn't even get the choice. At first, I was like, you know, I put my hands up, like, to go standing. He was like, fuck no, because you're not going to get that shot. I was like, all right. I was like, all right. Okay. I'll give you that. So I never did standing. So when I had the opportunity to do the other thing, I was like, all right, cool. That works for me. And I immediately got it. Okay. And I went for a cannonball, which is basically like, you know, you wrap up underneath the person and you grab their arm and you like trap it underneath them and you basically roll over yourself to roll them on your back. And you sit in a very similar position to an arm bar. Can you kind of like visualize it? I don't know. I'm probably not explaining it the best way. So, but I go for the roll, right? And I'm rolling over myself, but you need to position your head one way, right? You need to be looking out rather than into the person, because I guess it just affects the way that you roll.
Yeah.
I was looking into him because, you know, adrenaline had just taken over. You know, I wasn't functioning.
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Before this, my coach was like, dude, you're doing really well right now. Like you're going to win this if you just survive. And then he was like, how bad do you want this? I was like, I looked at him. I was like, dude, really fucking bad. I went, coach, like, I want this really bad. And then I did it. And I rolled and he fucking, you know, this butterball just stayed on top. And oh my God, the rage that I had for myself was inconceivable. Like, I don't even know how to tell you. Like, that's how mad I was. It was such a rage that, like, when he went afterwards, he went, good match, dude. I looked at him. He wanted me to shake his hand. I high-fived him and I walked away. Like I smacked his hand in such a way where like it was more of a high five, so I wouldn't get DQ'd for unsportsmanlike.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, I was so, and I went, and when he said that, I went, dude, whatever, and I walked off. I was pissed. I was furious. And this was one of those wrestling tournaments where I was, like, you only wrestle once, and if you don't get it, then you know you're kind of done for the day.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, fuck. I was like, I was pissed that was it, you know? But yeah. Like, it's just wrestling really just, you know, it really makes you just feel like a bitch, man. It really does.
It's really important though.
Oh yeah. No, yeah.
Be humbled, mm-hmm, and stuff like that.
That's why I wanted to fight, man. Like, I wanted to really fight, you know? Like, mm-hmm, get on a mat and just fight. But I never could. I never could dedicate enough time into which I could. You feel?
Uh-huh.
So, and I mean, I would talk to my coach, not my wrestling coach, but a different coach. I would talk to him and I'd be like, hey, you know, I want to fight. And, you know, it was constantly the, you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. I was like, I can't keep fucking waiting. I can't keep waiting. It's driving me bonkers. But like shortly after that, you know, I started my EMT class and then I started school and everything like that. So I was like, I don't have time. I wasn't committed enough to where I made time for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm more committed to getting my EMT. I didn't wrestle my senior year because of it. I was like, I'm going to try like my absolute hardest on my EMT. And I, you know, that's another thing. I'm like, I really fucking regret. I really regret not wrestling again for that second year. But yeah, man.
Dude, going back to the very beginning when we started talking, like, you're like, was I still single or something? I think, dude, the last time we weren't even like on the path or barely beginning for our careers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in fucking culinary school. You're working.
Yeah.
In the field. Holy shit.
I'm so happy for us. Well, some of us. I'm so happy for some of us. I think about it and I'm like, oh man. You know, that's awesome. I kind of get like a proud dad feel.
I do. When I think about our friends and like they're actually like working and doing what they want.
Yeah.
It makes me really happy.
Cause like, you know, obviously I want you guys to succeed. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's just nice. It's nice when I see you guys succeed.
Cause I want that competition too. Like a friendly, like a nice, like, hey, we're all doing good, but also let's strive to like be better, I guess, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Man, I just find it so weird. You know, I find it so weird. Because I know some bums, man. I know some people who are just not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
But then I see us and I just think of the fucking stupid ass band kids that we once were. I'm like, man, this is okay. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, it's kind of cool seeing us evolve. Yeah. I don't think there's any other feeling like that. Like, I think that's a very specific feeling. Like I said, it almost feels exactly like a proud dad moment. Where you're just like, oh, you know, look at us.
Like, yeah.
Look at us. You know, years ago, I'm in Big Bear with these fucks. You know.
Oh my God, yeah.
Not expecting anything to happen. Getting shit on my fucking gloves. And now look at me. Now look at us. You know? I think we need to do a redo.
Oh, for sure.
I'm telling you, man. Like, oh, that's another thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm recently single, so I'm looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I want to go camping. And that
really want to go
outdoor
camping.
Boys, that guy. Oh,
dude. To go to Alaska
would be a once in a lifetime. You know?
Yeah, I would love that. That has always intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
Camping, like just being able to be self-sufficient.
Yep.
And understanding, like, just basic survival things.
How to make bread in the wild.
Wow, he makes it look so delicious.
Dude! Exactly! With the honey butter. Never forget the honey butter.
Never forget the honey butter.
Never, ever. I think that's what we should do. I think if we really put our brains to it, I think we could do Big Bear Part 2. Or fuck it, why not go further north? Why not go to fucking Redwoods or something? I'm sure you can camp at Redwoods. Or I'm sure there's a camping spot around. Something. Fuck it.
Man, what was I thinking? I don't know what I was thinking about, but I want to get a butane, like, stovetop. Like a little portable. what the f- I don't was I thinking of the Lost Boys? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I remember being at the oven and just getting a pizza and thinking about that. Because I have an induction that I need to plug it in.
Oh, I love those.
Butane.
I want a flat stove.
A flat top? Like a,
yeah.
Make some good old hash browns, some pancakes, bacon.
No, I wasn't even thinking of that. I was like, the tacos.
Oh.
Put the tortillas down, you know, the
carne, yeah.
The fucking vegetables, you know, all that shit. Oh, that was my favorite. I talked to. Oh, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this because I don't know if I fucking talked to you about this. Fuck, dude. The people here are so bland. Bland. I know some people with some bland taste. All right. Now let me explain. I have a taco truck. Around one of the fucking hospitals around us that we can go to every once in a while, you know. Every once in a while, you get enough time to where you can go and, you know, order tacos. I went here one day, okay, and some schmuck, all right, had the audacity to say, "Oh, those smell bad."
What?
I was like, what? You know, I ordered fucking beef tongue, beef cheek, and then I got like shrimp, and then I got a fucking burrito pork. Why can't I think of the name?
Carnitas?
Yeah, I got carnitas. You know, I got all that shit. You know, I got like I was a good Mexican boy. Okay, I got a nice variety. And then they went, no, it wasn't even that. It was like a day later. It was like, because the hospital themselves, like people, like, you know, you could smell the lingering tacos. I was like, that smells good. And then someone said, no, that smells like shit. That smells terrible. I was like, what? I was like, but that's the taco place. Like, I get stuff there all the time. I was like, and then I was like, wait, so like when I order it, does it smell like shit? And they were like, low key, yeah. It's like, what?
That's insane.
I was like, what? No. That shit's so fucking good. That's but actually, they, you know, they don't eat shit here. They fucking, they eat Cajun shit. Like, they can take spice, but they can't take, like, exotic shit. Does that make sense? I feel like those are two very different things.
Yes, they are.
Like, people can handle spice. I'm not taking that away from them. But I don't think that they handle very exotic shit very well.
That does piss me off. Like a lack of, just being able to understand, like, it's a different culture. It's gonna, they cook it differently. They use different spices. They combine it differently. It's gonna smell different, but it's not that it's bad. Like, when something is bad, it smells rotten. Like, the human body will be able to tell that it's bad.
You have a guttural reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing with that is like, I just thought it was, I don't know, I felt like I was judged. I just felt judged. I felt judged for my culture. I was like, what? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this shit's good, you know? I was like, what do you mean it smells bad? But I mean, I guess it just did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck them. I've heard that too. I've heard that from Ray Ray.
What?
Just some random stuff.
But Ray Ray, I feel like Ray Ray didn't eat shit. I feel like Ray Ray ate fucking chicken tenders. He was a chicken tender kid.
Yeah.
Dude. I gotta reach out to him.
Do it.
But what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. The thing about the flat top. It's like, you know, that was like the best part of going to parties. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you would fucking, you would have people go, like food trucks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have food trucks who would go, and then they would be there until a set amount of time. And you could just get as many fucking tacos as you want. I was like, oh my God, dude, I remember fucking shoveling tacos down my throat, dude. It was so fucking good.
Yeah. Oh my God. That, yeah. That was those are good memories right there. I think it's changing a lot, the taco business. I don't know how it was before, but now with everything being so expensive and everything, it's like specifically like you pay for an hour for like 100 tacos or something like that. Like it was probably like that before, but the number is probably higher for the amount of food you can get. Now it's probably a lot smaller.
Yeah, because I remember just literally being able to walk up and be like, hey, I want a carne asada tacos.
Yeah.
You know what? Another, how do you eat your tacos? Do you have everything on there?
Or do you take shit off? The meat, the cilantro, the onion, and then the salsa. I don't like radishes and shit. No. If they ask me, if they ask if I want it on, then yeah. If I need to build it, that's usually what I get. I won't really get anything else that they have. I don't like radishes. Yeah, they're too strong of a flavor. Like they're very. I don't know how to describe it.
Man, speaking of strong flavors, I want to go to Philly. I promise this leads somewhere. I want to go to Philly and I want to have a real like Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, for sure.
I also want to watch an Eagles game. But, oh, man. I don't even know why. But it just, they just make it look so good.
And I want the Cheese Whiz or no?
Not. See, that's the only thing. I don't know about Cheese Whiz.
I'd get like a small one. Like, give me a kid's one with Cheese Whiz. Just to try it.
I'd prefer the.
The other shit, the provolone or whatever.
Yeah, I'd prefer melted cheese on there than the Cheese Whiz. Although when in Philly, you know, you get the fucking Cheese Whiz. I'm not gonna disrespect them by saying nah. You know what I mean? They'll probably beat the shit out of you, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Philly people fucking climb the fucking lightning poles and shit all the time. Lightning poles? The street lights. I'm not saying no to them. The fuck? Like, that shit was... They're fucking crazy asses.
Dude, no, you want to know what's crazy? Like, thinking about, like, Cheese Whiz and shit? Brazil? Brazilian pizza.
What?
That's a crazy culture. They have, like, called... It's like... Think of it like California style. California style is more of, like, the toppings. Like, exotic toppings. So we put, like, arugula. Like, think of Blaze pizza, whatever toppings they have. But over there, same thing, like weird toppings, whatever. But that's one thing. But it's their cheese that they have. They have a certain like local cheese from that area called like Calipiro or some shit that starts with a C. And it comes in a bag and it's like creamy cheese, not like hard shreddable cheese.
Ooh.
And it's like they'll put it in the crust to make stuffed crust, or they'll just like spread it on top. Like if you get one of those like bagged sour creams where you could squeeze it on, like that's the type of consistency. It actually looks fucking, it does look nasty.
What's that cheese, I don't know, I don't want to say Mexican cheese, but what is that cheese that we have that is like very crumbly but it's very solid?
Queso fresco.
Yeah, what? I think I actually asked you about that. I don't know if it was on a podcast, but I know I've asked you about it.
No, you have. Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
It's good. Like I don't dislike it, but like I don't know what the fuck it is. Because like
I saw a video.
Odd. It's just odd.
I saw a video. I know exactly what it is now.
Oh my god. Yeah, because you didn't know when I fucking asked you.
No, dude, I did not. It's so right. You separate the protein, the cheese protein. From the fucking the liquid
curd?
Yeah, the curds, the cheese curd.
So is it a curd? Is it just the curds?
Just the curd. It's pressed, but it's not like mozzarella where they wash it and fold it and stretch it. It's just that. It's just like that. They give it like a cold wash or whatever, and then they salt it. They salt it and to season it, and then they press it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, Mexicans are fucking geniuses. let's be real here for a second, man. Fuck. We are geniuses.
Yeah, Mexican invented the color TV.
Did we?
Yep.
You know what? You gotta watch Flamin' Hot. We should watch Flamin' Hot, I think.
I have not seen it. Have you seen
it? It's pretty good. Yeah, I watched it already, but I would 100% watch it again. Because fuck. It was actually pretty good.
Do you work tomorrow? Dude,
I do. Oh. Yeah, I told you about that. Dude, I'm gonna get 7 on, 7 off. Bro. I was serious. Like, I think when it actually starts like happening, I'm gonna go down.
Fuck yeah.
But like, I don't want to get stuck again. I don't want to get passed around like a fucking divorced kid.
Yeah. No, we'll talk to everybody and actually plan it out. We'll see. Cause
once it becomes more real.
Fuck. Yeah.
I think we meet up with our one friend. I think we shoot the idea to them.
We'll shoot it to them.
Because the last thing I want is to, because, you know.
Yeah.
For context, this is an online friend that just happens to live semi close. But they're pretty cool. So I'd like to see if they're down with it. But at the same time, I'm like, how do you ask without sounding weird? You know what I mean? Cause like that's the last thing I want. Cause like I don't mean it like that. You feel what I'm putting down?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, if they were closer, I was gonna invite them to the movies. I feel like that would have been a great like starter. Like everybody's there, at least.
And they also think that fucking everyone hates her. So
God,
I think that's kind of funny though. I chuckle a little bit. But
that's a common theme amongst our friends. Our certain
and we all think we hate each other.
Not everyone, but our certain type of friends that we have, they think that everybody hates them.
That's just always been the way we are, though. We all have like kind of like tough love to each other.
Yeah.
Cause like I know we'll, you know, we do things for each other. You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying like it's a one sided thing. But like we've always been like, hey man, I love you. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
Like that kind of way. Like I don't think it's ever been any different. But I think more so now. No, I don't even know. Like I can't even give an answer. Cause like why? Why would you think it's more judgmental now? Because it's all been the way we always have been. Well, it's been the way that it's always been since I've joined the group.
It has been like that.
I don't want to speak for before my time.
Well, yeah, always.
Dude, you know, remember when I mentioned, like, personally, when I was like, Dan, I don't even remember when the fuck I actually, like, started hanging out with you guys. I still don't remember. And it's bugging the shit out of me. Because, like, I genuinely, like, cannot remember.
I don't either.
Like, in my memory, it's just, like, 1 second, I didn't know you guys and I was pissed off. Like, you guys pissed me off, and then the next second I'm fucking going to Big Bear or like staying in the garage.
I kind of have no idea at all. I say we end it now.
An hour?
Yeah.
Hour's pretty good. 3:44 by 13. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to fucking have school at 10:30.
We need an outro.
An outro?
We need an outro.
Get a fucking royalty-free YouTube music. I think we need an intro.
I think we need more than Hi Craig.
Hi Craig. Dude, I was listening to a podcast, and they brought up Craig, because they record on Discord too.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, they brought it up like once, and then they brought it up again in another episode, and they're like, dude, the fans don't know who Craig is, and we bring it up every now and then randomly. And then I even heard them do the now recording. And I was like, I know who Craig is.
I get it.
I don't know what the fuck our outro should be.
I don't even know what is our plan.
I don't know. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Fucking
shucks. Fuck. How the fuck does...
Leave this in. Fucking
God damn it.
Motherfuckers. Wait, You think you can tell us to just get back on willy-nilly? We have lives. Yeah, we have lives, motherfuckers.
God damn, where the fuck is Craig? How do you stop this, Craig?